At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from the episode Build a Sustainable and Budget-Friendly Wardrobe, How Andigan is Reinventing Fashion. Around that, I think there's a bit of a jargon word or a buzzword of a conscious consumer, and that's a lot of what you create with Andigan. So to you, what is a conscious consumer?
Someone who is a conscious consumer is someone who is mindful and understands the impact of their purchase. I think being a conscious consumer means that you're making a choice to support a business that you believe is making a positive impact in the world. I like to think it's almost like you're getting to vote and you're getting to put your money behind a brand that you actually support and care about. So being a conscious consumer means that you're able to make that literal conscious decision to support a business you believe in.
Do you think that with marketing and everything, it's harder for people to be conscious consumers? Like, how can we, you know, kind of avoid that temptation of so much that's maybe pushing us towards not being as conscious with our purchases?
I think you have to, I guess, be more mindful about your purchases. I think don't rush it. Take it one step at a time, and doing your own research is so, so important. There are so many great platforms out there that can help with this. So one that I love is a company called All Things Considered. So they're a company that basically collates all like the different ethical and sustainable aspects of a brand. And I think just in fashion at the moment, but what you can do with them is you can quickly and easily consider, you know, their impact before making a purchase. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop catalog that you can kind of look through and review the brands that you might want to purchase from. And so those platforms are really, really great to help kind of make more mindful purchases. And I think it's just trying to have a secondhand first mindset, whether it's like furniture, white goods, clothing, anything, right? There's always amazing deals on marketplaces that you can get that just saves money and the planet.
Yeah, it's funny because there's actually so many parallels with finances in that sense where shopping secondhand and being a conscious consumer throughout, you know, the rest of your purchasing decisions is actually a really positive thing for your bank account as well, because often, you know, you're saving money, but also you're building a habit of having to consider purchases and to think twice or to give it the 24 hours and think like, is this something I really want or that I really need? Mm-hmm. And because of this world that we live in, where there is all of this unconscious consumerism, where people make decisions so fast, you often, you know, and then you hear things like buyer's regret because you haven't really considered the whole purchase. And I think that also just speaks to our society as a whole, where everything's about speed and rushing around and getting things done the quickest and fastest we possibly can, and things just need to move, and that culture, especially in Western society, I suppose that's probably mostly where it sits, is so prevalent that being able to sit with your thoughts and sit with your purchasing decisions actually means that you're not only helping the planet, you're helping your bank account, and probably just, yeah, it's producing a whole lot more positive results all around. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The 1UP Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at The 1UP Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.